In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Good morning again. Thank you for joining us for the Word for Life broadcast. My name is Pastor Ken. I'm the pastor of Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin here. And I have Jack Gardner with me as we bring to you the Word for Life and our study in the book of Joshua. A wonderful book. I look forward to being able to meet and see Joshua one day when we all get to heaven. And it will be wonderful to maybe pick up, if the Lord has some videos for us to see of what he did. And we're right now in Joshua 3. And Jack was reading for us some of that passage in our last broadcast, where really, without any hesitation or debate, and Jack also, without any fault-finding or griping, the Israelites folded their tents for the last time in the wilderness as they get ready to cross the Jordan River, which many believe was right at flood stage. Joshua is not like Moses with the staff and going to part the river. No, that's not happening. He's not at the forefront. He just simply commands the priests, move forward. And they're carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And that water doesn't start to part until their feet hit the water.
Now, part or recede?
I'm sorry, you're right. It's not part. It's no, so to it's stop just... it up. It didn't start to dam up until they put their feet in the water. Great point. Thank you for that. So, Jack, this narrative now that we're reading about in Joshua 3 seems to come to this slow crawl. I think God wants us as a reader to just savor and enjoy this miracle and view it from as many different perspectives as possible. I mean, the miracle is what God did with the mighty Jordan River at this time. And it's for me too. Jack, it's for you. God wants us to see his powerful hand in our lives also. I mean, we need to be ready to see God at work. I mean, to expect God is at work. I mean, it requires faith that moves forward. I mean, it was Warren Wiersbe who wonderfully said, we never stand still in the Christian life. We either move forward in faith or we go backward in unbelief, that we don't trust the Lord. Look at verses 14 to 15 of chapter 3. Jack, if you would read that for us, Joshua 3, verses 14 and 15.
So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan, with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside
Zeraton.
Thank you. So the waters that went down into the sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. People don't understand this, but Pastor Ken actually grades me after these.
No,
my pronunciations.
Yeah, no, I don't grade you on
so
that.
Hot.
Most people have trouble with a lot of Hebrew Old Testament words there that are transliterated into English. It's not all that easy at times. But here it is. It required they move forward. They move forward, and it happened. It happened. I mean, the Jordan and flood stage meant really, to give you an example of this, it meant that the river's floodplain was 1 mile wide and the elevation dropped 40 feet per mile near the Sea of Galilee, which averages a drop of 9 feet per mile. It was not just some smooth flowing river. It was a raging torrent during flood time. I mean, the detail here is so important, for the writer is focusing on our attention at the time of this miracle. It was precisely at the time of year when such an accomplishment was absolutely impossible. I mean, we think we have obstacles?
Yeah. How about the great bloated wall of fear that the Jordan was?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, God delights to show his might in the face of our utter helplessness, apparently so that we can see God at work. And we had nothing to do with it. It's all of God. I mean, you hear people's testimonies, man, it was all of what God was doing in my life.
And he loves to take those impossible situations because then it points straight to him and not at all to us.
Exactly. I mean, you know, they weren't washed away, and it's going to be by his grace and his power. It concludes here with the seeing the miraculous work of God. And when we reach verse 16, the language changes as you read that. In quick succession, you see two verbs that appear describing the water stoppage, stood still and rose up. I mean, those words later give us this other phrase where two more verbs appear. They were cut off. The language just in our narrative here just piles up just like the water had. The passage in its climax is telling us it's just a very impressive way that the waters of the Jordan River, which were at flood stage, were stopped up so that God's people could cross over and begin their mission. God's work was seen for everyone. Can you imagine children? I mean, wow, they're never going to forget. Look at what God did.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest stood on dry ground, and the nation passed over on dry ground to the other side. Oh, friends, I'm going to tell you, we're never going to walk in victory over the obstacles that we face until we're willing to take that step of faith. We must be willing to trust God as Joshua did, and the priests and the people were willing. You know, perhaps you might even be saying to me, Ken, I'll just be honest, most of my life has been spent taking care of my tent of safety.
Mm.
You know, I'm huddling around really what God has provided for me, and I just want to keep it at that. It might be your friends. It could be your profession. It could be your assets, your comfortable position in life, your career, your comfortable arrangements that really have restricted you from moving out boldly to take new steps of faith. Jack, I remember when we were in Colorado, we'd been there 12 years ministering in a church, and we loved the church. We loved how God was at work there. And all of a sudden, this invitation came, hey, come to Wisconsin to work in this Bible college up in Dunbar, Wisconsin, out in the middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, no, I'm not interested in it.
What a change.
It was a change. Denver to Dunbar. Huge change.
Yeah.
Huge change.
I think it's same number of letters, but far different.
Exactly. Far different. I loved it. Loved our time there. But proceeding before the move, we went to see the college and, you know, meet the people. And the president at that time, Dr. Les Olala, who has been on Word for Life, he's on VCY. He's part of the VCY ministry. Just a godly man who had a great influence in my life and continues to have a great influence in my life. He preached a message. I'll never forget, are you comfortable or are you committed? And at the time, I was pretty comfortable. We were actively involved in the public school. We had a great youth group. We were doing a lot in missions. We just bought a new house. The boys had their own lawn business, and that was taken off. And there was just so much that we loved being here, you know? I mean, Colorado, it's a beautiful state also.
Yeah.
And I had to answer that question, Father, forgive me. I feel like I'm living in a comfortable state. Hmm. And I mean, going from a local church to a Bible college, I think we took about a 70% pay cut, lived in a duplex. I mean, the hardships of moving, and yet, man, we saw this was what God's plan was for us and what he did.
Wow, what a great act of faith.
It was under conviction because I was living, I would say, I had comfortable arrangements, and they had restricted me from really moving out to take a step of faith. Let me encourage you today to give it all to the Lord and put yourself in a position just like Joshua and the children of Israel, the Levites leading the way, to see the blessings firsthand, the power of God. I mean, when you see God's hand of protection, it might have been something on the highway or as you're driving along and you go, oh, Father, thank you. You protected me from that. I should have been in an accident then. Or you go into the doctor and you hear that dreaded C word, you know, the cancer. Hmm. And Father, I don't know what all you have, but it's going to be your will, not my will. I want you to be honored through this. May I be a witness, a testimony to these doctors and nurses of what you're doing in my life. It might be the business. Oh, man, it seems like everything's falling apart on me. And yet, Father, I'm going to trust you. I can't wait. You know, Jack, my dad's, one of my dad's favorite words or phrases were, I can't wait to see what God's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be trust. And this morning, you might even be saying to the Lord, I'm prepared to pack up and move out of this old wearisome wilderness. And the question that you must really answer is, I'll not flinch in setting my feet down in the most formidable place, fully expecting my Lord to hold back the flood that just seems to be threatening me. It is the person who does this with a calm trust in the integrity of Christ who's going to find the Lord totally trustworthy. Friends, He does provide a way through impossibilities. He does provide escape from temptations. It might be you have to do what Joseph did and just flat run from it. God does not tempt us to do evil. God is not going to tempt us to have a lack of faith. He wants to provide that possibility, that way of guidance and direction through the impossibilities of this life. And I'm going to promise you, He is going to enable you and I to triumph and take new territory. And He does this work in order that we might discover new ground for God. You know, T.O. Chisholm wrote the song, Living for Jesus, A Life That Is True, Striving to Please Him in All That I Do. You know, T.O. Chisholm was pastoring in Kentucky and got very ill, got very sick, and he ended up being out of the pulpit for some time. And when he got back to the church gave him his marching orders. They were moving on without him. And he had written that song in 1917, Living for Jesus, A Life That Is Striving to Please Him in All That I Do. Powerful song, a great hymn of the faith. Well, then he comes down with sickness. He's taken away from his church there in Kentucky. He eventually goes to Ohio and begins an insurance business. But in 1923, he wrote one of the greatest hymns that we still sing today, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Mm. You read Lamentations 3, and you're going to see a prophet, Jeremiah, who is totally just broken up. And I've shared this before. He recalled to his mind about who God was. And then he says, God's mercy and His compassion, it's because of His mercies and His compassions, I'm not consumed. And then that great phrase that he wrote this song, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
It's almost similar to Job.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Same thing.
There's a phrase there, summer, winter, springtime, and harvest, in Great is Thy Faithfulness. In other words, I think he was out there selling brushes. That's how he was making ends meet in Kentucky right after he found out he wasn't going to be pastoring and had any way of being able to get any income. And that tells me he was out there when it was cold, and yet he knew God was faithful, and Joshua saw the faithfulness of God. And my prayer for each one of us today is that we will see how God is faithful in your life today and in my life. And I trust you will give thanks and praise to God, for He's truly faithful. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast for The Word for Life.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on The Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.